Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little tired of tariff explanations. I think at this point we just want investment options and advice. So we've asked the founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth, a fiduciary firm here in the Chicago area, to join us now. Jeff Jr. has decades of financial planning experience. Good morning, Jeff. What are you hearing from clients? I imagine you're getting some interesting phone calls these days.
Well, good morning, Bob. Very nice to be with you. Yeah, we're having some interesting conversations, that's for sure.
Are people asking you where to put their money? I've mentioned this before. The last time we went through a serious crisis like this, my head exploded. I just froze. I did nothing. And then after a while, I looked like a genius because everything came back up. But what do you think about where we're at right now?
That's so true. When this administration was elected, they gave plenty of foresight that tariffs were in the cards. And so we've always, at least through this administration, we've really avoided the companies that are heavily reliant on global supply chains. And we've really stayed away from a lot of the companies like retailers or clothing or autos. And at this point, I'd suggest that all the listeners do the same.
All right, let's...
A little bit more painful.
Get more specific here. What if you are near retirement now? What's the advice for people in that group?
Well, it's times like this that get people to really pay attention to their money. So I'd always suggest at this point looking at your investments, and if there are particular holdings that are tied to the global chain, to reconsider owning them, continuing to owning them, because we just had a call that came out with China that says they're putting retaliatory tariffs on, and that's going to empower other countries to do the same, I think. So it could get a little bit worse. But I'd also say be cautious of overreacting as well, because there's often a lot.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was just going to close by saying there's often a lot more money that's lost trying to predict a downturn or recession than there is in the actual downturn itself.
If you're far from retirement now, if you've got years to go, what's the best thing to do?
I'd still say avoid these companies if you can, but it's not as important to get as diversified. You can be a little bit more sector specific if you have a longer term time horizon.
As you mentioned, the headline today, those futures are tumbling again, losing more than 1,000 points, especially now that China has retaliated to the tariffs. Do financial advisors like you think this may get worse before it gets better?
I think it's going to get a little worse. I think we have to give it a little bit of time. It's easy at this point to poo-poo the tariff idea, but that's because it's only been instituted for the last couple of days, and the market is responding very negatively. So we have to give it a little bit of time.
Well, what do you say to people who are advising folks to buy stocks, to buy on the dip, as they say?
Yeah, I think it's great to buy on the dip, for sure. I just don't think the dip has come to full fruition yet. There was really, if you look back during COVID in 2020, there was really three bad days that we had. And if you bought in those three bad days, it turned out very well for you, three, four, 5 years later. Mm-hmm. But this is really just kind of starting. So look at investing in non-correlated assets.
Is the idea of a diversified portfolio out the window now? As you mentioned, there's certain areas you need to stay away from in light of the tariffs. So does that kind of do away with the old advice on the diversification?
No, I think you have to be diversified. But I think right now it's not a good idea to be diversified or invested in some of these companies that are over-reliant on global supply chains and that are significantly impacted by tariffs. I mean, you saw one of the companies, the worst performing company yesterday was RH, or formerly Restoration Hardware. It was down 40% in a day. Hmm. To put that into perspective, if you lose 50%, how much do you have to make to be whole? That's a question.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm afraid to come up with the answer.
Yeah, a lot of people would say 50%. You know, you lose 50%, now you have to make 50%. But if you lose 50%, you actually have to make 100% to be whole, and that doesn't happen all the time. So you really have to be cautious of some of these companies that are significantly impacted by these tariffs.
What about bonds? What about gold? Alternatives?
Yeah, some alternatives are performing well. I mean, it's kind of a safe haven. So bonds are going to perform well, and gold has been performing well. I've never been really a gold bug because there's so many other asset classes that you can get into that have performed better over a longer period of time. So having a portion is fine, but just don't get over-reliant on any one asset class. Go back to that diversification like you mentioned.
You've been at this for, what, 3 decades? So based on your experience, are you optimistic long range?
Always optimistic long range. The United States is the best country in the world, always has been, at least will be in my lifetime. So I know there were some changes that needed to be made, so I am optimistic about these changes. We couldn't continue to do what we were doing by giving away money to all these other countries. So, yes, I'm very optimistic long term.
And I guess, you know, the ultimate question is this: short-term pain worth it? Will there be long-term gain? A lot of people are speculating, but nobody's going to have the answer to that. Any guess as to how long before we will get an answer? And that answer is going to be it was worth it or it wasn't worth it. You think it's going to be like a year and a half or two?
Yeah, I think it'll be at least a year. I think we have to give other countries an opportunity to digest this and what it means for them and what they can and can't do. I think everybody's talking a big game right now. I think it is definitely a negotiation tactic. There was an interview yesterday with Navarro, and he said this is not a negotiation tactic, which I just don't buy whatsoever. So I think it's going to take a little time to work out in the wash. But in the end, I think it's going to be a benefit, and I think the market is going to increase, especially long term. In a significant way.
Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth. You're a brave man to be answering your phone these days. Thanks for the time this morning, Jeff. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bob.